there are a number of interesting scenarios that can come up with the mitzvah of Birkat Kohanim, the mitzvah of Duchening, one of which is where the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, is a Kohen himself. And the question comes up, should he interrupt his tefillah and do the mitzvah of Duchening, or should he just wait and let the other Kohanim Duchen, but he himself shouldn't Duchen? So based on the Mishnah in Masechet Brachot, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Kaf Ket Se'if Kaf, says that he shouldn't duchen out of concern that he might get confused with the tefillah and after he's finished the duchening, find it hard to revert to finishing off the Amidah with the bracha of Sim Shalom. And nowadays, of course, that's not such a concern because we have Sidurim and the Chazan always davens from a Sidur, so there's no reason why he should get distracted and have trouble reverting to the Amidah. In actual fact, the Magen Avraham and the Pre-Chadash paskin that if he's confident that he'll be able to resume the tefillah without any difficulties, then he is allowed to duchen. In the Luach Eretz Yisrael of Rabbi Yichel Michal Tikhachinsky, he says that the Minhag in Yerushalayim is like the Pre-Chadash, that if a Kohen is the Shliach Tzibor, that he does duchen. But the Kaf HaChaim says that the Minhag, even in Yerushalayim, is not like the Pre-Chadash. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was of the opinion that also that it's not like the Pre-Chadash, even in Yerushalayim, that Kohen shouldn't duchen, unless the Minhag in that shul is to follow the Pre-Chadash. And it's not an incorrect Minhag, it's just he doesn't think that's the optimum way to do it. But if the minhag in a particular shul is that a kohen who's the shliach tzibur duchens, then they can legitimately continue like that. However, the Shulchan Aruch also says that if there's no other kohen besides the kohen who's the shliach tzibur, then provided that he's confident that he'll be able to resume the tefillah after Birkat Kohanim, he should duchen. And in actual fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, not only if there's no Kohen besides himself, but even if there's only one other Kohen besides himself, he should also duchen, because we generally hold that the mitzvah of Birkat Kohanim is d'oraita when there are two Kohanim, but only mid-Rabbanan if there's less than two Kohanim. So what should he do when it comes to the bracha of Ratzai, which is the bracha of the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash? The Kohen should take a step towards the Aron HaKodesh, because there's a requirement that the Kohen move towards the Aron HaKodesh at Ratzai. Then he should finish off the bracha of Ratzai and say the bracha of Modim. And then when he finishes HaTov Shimcha L'chana Elohodot, he should then go up in front of the Aron HaKodesh and do the duchening. Obviously, somebody else will call the psukim for him. And then, when he's finished, so according to the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch, the best practice is actually that the Makri, the person who called out the psukim, provided that he listened along to the whole of Chazaras HaShatz till this point, the Makri should finish off Sim Shalom, and then the Shliach Tzibur will finish off, we'll say the Kaddish afterwards. The Mishnah Brura brings from the Gra not to do that, and that it's best that the Kohen Chazan goes back to his place and resumes with Sim Shalom. And Mr. Brewer says that's what all the Achronim say as well. However, the Aruch HaShulchan actually says that he should should follow the Mechaber, and that the Makri should finish off the bracha of Sim Shalom. So that's if the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen. So if there's no other Kohen besides himself, or only one other Kohen, he should duchen. But if there are other Kohenim, then the Maskana seems to be that he shouldn't duchen, even if he can follow along. What about a Beit Knesset Shekulah Kohenim? Got a shul where everybody there is a Kohen. Might be a family minion. It's a family, big families got together for a simcha or for Yom Tov or something. They've got their own minion. Everybody there is a Kohen. So what happens with Birkat Kohanim? So there the Shulchan Aruch tells us that if there's just a minion, there's only 10 people there, they're all Kohanim, so then they'll all go and duchen, and they'll, who are they blessing? They're blessing the Yam Sheva Sadot. They're blessing the people who didn't manage to get to shul. They still give Birkat Kohanim, even though there's not going to be anybody else necessarily standing in shul. There might be women and children, there might not be. But even if there's nobody there, they still give Birkat Kohanim. What if there's more than a minion. So there are 12, 13, 14 Karnin, whatever it is. So then you want a minion to remain in their places to receive the bracha. And anybody beyond the number of the minion, the first 10, so the three or the four, however many it is, so they go and give the bracha. So it's an interesting point of discussion in the Achronim, why we say in this case you need there to be a minion to receive the bracha. Generally speaking, we say that, you know, if there was a minion or a shul where there's eight Karnim and two Yisraelim, then the eight Karnim would give Birkat Karnim and the two Yisraelim would receive it. So if there were 20 Karnim and one Yisrael, 20 Karnim would give Birkat Karnim, one Yisrael would receive it. Why in this case do we say that we need there to be 10 Karnim to receive it? So some of the Achronim explain that because in general, the purpose of Birkat Karnim is the Karnim should be blessing the people, it's enough with just one or two people there. But here, where it's something unusual, the Karnim are blessing themselves, then the people receiving the blessing need to have the status of a tzibur. Ad kan.